Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, the power of radio that just keeps going on by itself. Also, auto doesn't help either. All right, we do have a couple of guests in studio. Of course, we have Amy Dollar, who is one of our account executives here, but also with us today, Chris Crane from the Coffeyville Historical Society. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
We're doing good.
How are you doing?
A little bit of a headache this morning. Yeah. So otherwise, I'm doing pretty good. So again, it's cold out there this morning, but you guys coming in, so I appreciate you guys coming in. And what is going on at the CFA right now?
It'd be CHS.
Well, CHS. Yeah. Sorry, it's a long morning.
Which is a worthy
yes,
cause.
It's a long morning. It's a long morning. CHS. You know, that's what I meant. So.
Coffeyville Historical Society. Well, the candlelight tours finished up this year. We had probably about 600 more visitors than we've had last year, which was our best year ever. So we had about 1,700 some odd visitors. We had to end up with 160 trees, Amy?
Yes. Yeah.
We were going for 150. And to commemorate the 150th anniversary, and we ended up getting more, which was beautiful.
That's awesome.
Outside stuff.
It looks so empty in there now without the trees.
I know. I know. We've both been in there. We are going to be opening for the 2020 season on Friday, March 6th. You can check our webpage at www.brownmansion.com, or we have a Facebook page, The Brown Mansion. And we advise you to check it to make sure we're not closed on a Saturday for a wedding or another event. But we're generally going to be open Tuesdays through Saturdays with tours at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, guided tours.
Coming up pretty soon there at the Brown Mansion, you're going to be having the Civil War reenactments coming up, correct?
Bad news.
Uh-oh.
Not this year.
Oh,
we had to
no.
take a break. What happened is there is it's a commemorative anniversary of some other Civil War battle.
That Sherman's fiery march through Atlanta, I do believe, or
yes.
all along the East Coast.
And
so.
all of our reenactors in this area are heading to that this year. And it's
okay.
The same weekend. So it's, you know, happens every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start it up again in 2021.
Okay, cool.
But I will tell you, the Dalton Defenders and Coffeyville History Museum, you know, we're at that new location at 814 Walnut. So we want people to come visit us. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sundays, 1 to 4. And we have everything moved out of the old building, and the new owner has taken possession of it. And we found some kind of cool stuff in there, more things.
Oh, what did you find?
Well, they found it's a huge two banners. One of them is from the Kansas Centennial, which was 1961 when we celebrated 100 years of statehood.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to be displaying that. And the other one was a big banner from when Wendell Wilkie, who used to teach school. You're too young to know about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Wendell Wilkie ran for president of the United States against Franklin Roosevelt, obviously lost. But he kicked off his campaign in Coffeyville, Kansas.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
He was a teacher at Coffeyville High School.
Very cool.
We have a Wilkie Street.
And we have a Wilkie Street, and everybody misspells it wrong. His last name was Willkie, and this banner just says Wilkie. Spelled that way, and somebody asked me and said, "Hey, you've got the banner misspelled wrong." I said, "No.
That's how
the
it's spelled.
Sign, the yeah. street sign is misspelled wrong."
Yeah, that's how it should be spelled. Two L's.
Yep.
So,
but we found those, and I think we're going to put those on display. And
that's very, very cool.
Just
though.
Some pretty neat stuff.
And if you've been to the old location, you know, don't say, "Well, I've been there and I've seen it."
Yeah.
And just kind of discount it. You should go to the new location, not just because I'm trying to encourage people to come, but it's totally, it's a different museum, in my opinion.
And I mean, it's bigger
still
too, correct?
The content's the same, yes, but the light is better. You get to see things more. It's just a whole new light in there when you go in there.
The ceiling, the other place, and there was certainly nothing wrong with the other building.
No.
And the city of Coffeyville was gracious enough to give it to us. It's just that it was lower ceilings, and this place, being the old bank, much higher ceilings, and it's much brighter in there, and we have really more room
and more
to display
room.
Stuff. There was more square footage, but then we have more wall space
and the individualized rooms
yes.
for the different things
offices
is really, really
being
neat.
Turned into little vignettes, and it's very nice. I'm not supposed to say the name, but we had some visitors last week. We had a production company from the West Coast come here, and they are with I can't even say the show until they give me the okay, but I can kind of hint. They came and did some interviews. They interviewed about four, myself and three other people at the old Conabank, which is the Chamber of Commerce and at the Dalton Museum, and it's something we'll be airing on TV hopefully around April.
Oh, very, very cool. That's exciting.
They were very excited to come here to Coffeyville and learn about the Daltons.
That's really exciting. So hopefully we'll hear about that hopefully soon when we can actually release it. So that's going to be very, very cool. And another thing that, you know, paints Coffeyville in a very, very positive light. So, I mean, of course, we had the thing a couple of weeks ago trying to get it onto HGTV. And yes. Then this, which, like you said, may be airing in around April. So this is a lot of very positive things happening for Coffeyville right now.
We also, the Historical Society also applied to HGTV. I know the Reawakening did, but we also applied and put pictures on. We didn't do a video, but we sent pictures.
Right.
And I think every little bit helps.
Absolutely, it does.
I will say that next Wednesday, February 12th, we're going to host CNN. The Coffeyville News and Networking will be hosted at the Dalton Museum.
Awesome. So,
sweet.
So be sure to get out there, and you said next Wednesday, correct?
Next Wednesday, and it's a good opportunity for people in the community to come in, and I'll have donuts and coffee there, and they can sit there and tell us news that's going around town and from their different organizations or businesses.
So, yeah, so be sure to get out there for the CNN. That is next Wednesday. And what time does it start?
I believe it starts 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, okay.
It goes until about 9, I think.
Okay, so be sure to get in for that. And then, of course, we'll have Candy Westbrook in for here on the Mighty 690 KGGF afterwards. She'll talk about what happens at the CNN. So that's always very, very exciting. So what other events are you guys up to? And maybe looking forward to?
Well, I mean, even though Candlelight Tours is over, we're already planning for the rest of the next one. I mean, I'm not sure. Darla Thornburg, who is one of our board members and is, you know, she's really the one who gets this thing going. This is her project. I don't know what her plans are, if we're going to still go ahead and do 160 trees. I got to tell you, it was crowded. It was pretty amazing, but it was crowded. There's been some talk. You know, we've talked about other things we'd like to do, maybe with the city. I think one night at the Candlelight Tours, if they had something going on downtown in the plaza, maybe the museum could stay open late that night. But there needs to be something else for visitors. We had people from all over coming to the Candlelight Tours.
And that's very, very cool. I mean,
from all over. We have a book that people sign, and I was really amazed.
Just to kind of see where people are from, where they're coming from.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking Texas and Montana and California. They were here visiting family, and they managed to make it down one night.
That's awesome.
As a family
event. You guys do it during December. That's the best time to do it. You know, you get families come to town around the Christmas holiday, and they're like, hey, this is very, very cool to go check this out.
Yeah, so. But then just our area people, you know, we had people from Parsons and Bartlesville and Neodesha and every little place in between there, you know.
And,
so.
And the 1,700, it was 1,745 visitors. That's paying visitors.
Man.
That doesn't count the children that were under the age of 5 that were free.
And we kind of estimated there were a ton of them.
Maybe 500 or 600 kids.
Wow, that's crazy. So
it was nice.
Yeah, so it sounds like everything is going good over there at the CHS. I'll be sure to get it right this time. So anyway, if anybody has any questions for you guys, how can they get a hold of you?
My phone number is listed on my email address, kcrane and the number 5. At cox.net. That is a contact. And you can call my cell phone number is 620-988-0700. That's my own cell phone, so don't go crazy. But you can call or text
me. Up.
I know. It's gonna be bad. I will also tell you, we've already started booking things. We have a lot of groups that come to town. Amy's phone.
Yes. Well, she's a very busy person.
I know. I put mine on mute, though.
And I can't figure out how to shut it off.
We have like, last year we had several RV groups, camping groups, that would come to town. And so we do dual tour. Well, they'll go to the museum and the mansion. And we've already booked one for May. It's the Tulsa Model A Car Club.
Oh, very cool.
We know
very
they're going to
cool.
be here on Friday, May 15th. And I think they're going to go tour the Midland. They're going to do the Chamber. So we're going to take care of giving them some tours at the mansion that day, and then they're going to go to the museum. Yes, they will drive their cars.
Yay.
So they're going to be staying at the Sleep Inn.
So we'll get to see a lot of those cool cars around. I'm hoping around town.
I am too, because I think they're going to be here for a couple of days.
That's going to be very cool. I love seeing those old cars. So hopefully we'll see those around town. And you say that's coming up in May?
It's May 15th is the day we've scheduled the Brown Mansion and Dalton Museum. So I believe they're going to be here Friday and Saturday.
Very cool. So I like how you said, you know, they may be staying here. So it's like, just roll over and just kind of look at the cars, man, because those will be very cool.
You won't see them around.
I think they're going to make arrangements for them to go to the Aeronautical Museum on the Hill. They've got plans for them to do stuff. So what I'm saying is, I know we're giving tours at the mansion from 9 to 10:30 and 11 to 12:30 on that Friday. So there's going to be cars parked out at the mansion. So your opportunity to come and get some pictures.
That'd make cool pictures. Yeah. I took pictures of the mansion
with the mansion as a backdrop with those cars. That'd be very, very, very cool.
And with spring coming, ladies, be a good time to book the mansion for weddings.
Weddings,
receptions, anniversary parties. Ooh, yeah, showers. I walk around in there with my daughter. She's a senior. So we're looking at it through senior picture eyes. And I was thinking, you know, as far as anywhere, that's the best venue for a wedding. Hands down.
And
there's no place.
It never was meant, you know, it's a home. But
it is a home.
Honestly, the ambiance, I guess, is the word I want to use. Because you don't have to really do any decorating. It is just so... You're stepping back in time, and it's very elegant looking.
And you know, traditionally, a lot of people got married in their nice homes like that.
Yes, they did.
But anyway, that's definitely a thought to think of.
And I'm looking forward. Linda Follett, who is our event coordinator, and she lives out at the mansion she gives tours during the week, and then we have volunteers. Amy gives tours. I give tours on Saturdays.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Several people who do that. But Linda is our event coordinator, so she's on hand when there's a wedding or an event. But she's also got a really green thumb. And we had down at the bottom south end of the portico, the veranda, as you go down the hill, there was a circle. It was a fish pond at one time. Mm-hmm. And we've got it filled with plants, and there's some beautiful statuary down there. And it was just gorgeous.
I think they're
going to work on that.
And I remember going. I can't remember that event. You went to the event
The gala,
yeah. So I got to see it for the very first time. So it was like really cool to see it. I was just like, wow, this place is beautiful. So plus, they got my car parked for me. So that was nice.
And it's so homey. Just when you go in there and you take a tour and you walk around. I mean, it's a nice, beautiful. You know, it's a nice mansion, but it is a homey feel. You can tell people really. They lived there, and they loved their house, and now we love it and take care of it.
I think we're going to make sure we didn't hold the spook trail in October of 2019 because we were so busy moving and getting the new museum ready.
Right.
But I think the plan is we're going to start that back up again.
So the spook trail will be in October.
It'll be the third Saturday in October.
Oh, that'll be a lot
I'm
of fun.
For
so
that.
I like it. It's one night. It's a lot of hard work, and seems like a long evening, but... I mean, who doesn't like scaring people?
That's always a lot of fun. I think the one of the places I remember one time going, you know, like talk about scaring people, and I was going through this spook trail, and just this guy like just jumped out of a tree to scare me, and I just like fell backwards, and apparently I screamed like a girl at the time because I just did not expect a guy coming jumping out of a tree.
we have a friend of ours, and he takes the chain off a chainsaw, but he's kind of nestled in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where he's at. And I always do a run through a couple of times in the truck. My husband, we were pulling the trailer, which I don't think we're going to do that anymore. But I knew where this guy was.
Right.
I've known where he is for the last 5 years.
But it still gets you.
I don't care. Yeah. Every time it makes me so mad because he starts that up.
It just makes the hair on the back of your head stand up.
We're going to make some change to the spook trail. Usually we've gone down into the basement and then you come back up and you ride on a trolley.
Mm-hmm.
But that last year we did it. We had a lot of, it was backed up and going in the basement. And then we had a problem with the wheel. One of the wheels just came off the trolley.
Oh no.
So we thought maybe the best thing to do would be have a walking trail outside. And then we don't have to, I worry about the stairs going down to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
They're really steep. And we thought, you know what, let's just do it. We can probably get more people through at a time
right.
if we have a walking trail, and it doesn't make so many ruts in the property.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea. And
hopefully the weather.
It'll keep things moving along, too, as well. That way people are not having to wait a long time for things. So it'll keep things moving along. And it's actually a lot of fun, even on colder nights. To me, sometimes you get that weather around 40 degrees. Mm-hmm. Makes for the perfect spookiness.
It really
does.
And we always put out drums, like 55-gallon drums with fire. I mean, we build fires and have mm-hmm. some people could warm their hands. And
nice.
That's very, very cool.
And stuff, yeah.
All right. Well, guys, I do thank you very much for coming in today and talking about all the great things you guys are doing at the Dalton Museum and also the Brown Mansion. I appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have some news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.